Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. Think and Act.Earth is a foundation that focuses on root causes and global solutions in the areas of technical efficiency, restorative sustainability, and integral wellness. Today, we're speaking with Kuai Freai, the founder of Think and Act.Earth, about his organization and its mission. And Kuai, how are you doing today?
Hi, Matthew. I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. It's great to have you. And let's start at the top. Tell us about Think and Act.Earth and its overall mission.
Well, I appreciate you having us on the show. I really enjoy what you're doing with this podcast. What we propose, Advocate and Act, as the foundation of Think and Act.Earth, are the methods, steps, and systems and processes necessary to engage a co-creation of a societal operating functionality that's based upon symbiosis and sustainability. Some of these systems and processes we present are agroecology, biotexture, and updated socioeconomic and sociolinguistic application. We try to focus upon reducing forced artificial scarcity, intrinsic planned obsolescence, and ending or negating a reliance upon ineptitude for temporary access to survival resources.
That's outstanding. You know, I mentioned at the top, you have three pillars of your mission, if you will, and one of them is technical efficiency, restorative sustainability, and integral wellness. Tell us about these three pillars.
Very simply, it's a methodology of actioning that we propose. The implication of terminology is just to apply technological efficiency, such as systems we present like agroecology and biotexture, in a manner of restorative sustainability and integral wellness in an attempt to better our species, you know, living environments and living situations.
That's great. Now, I did a little bit of research and checked out your site, and it looks like you have a quote-unquote a THINK project, which is the United Citizens of Earth, and your ACT project, which is the Freeing Systems Company. Tell us about these kind of two organizations, if you will.
Yeah, our foundation is kind of multi-layered out of necessity. So we have kind of two projects, and that's why, you know, the name Think and Act, you know, .Earth kind of came to be. So mostly the completely virtual Think project is what we do online, as you said, on United Citizens of Earth on social media. You know, we're usually on Facebook or Minds or Steemit. And what we do is we do a variety of think tank experiments utilizing critical thinking skills, STEM literacy, and communication. And we present objectively verifiable information to engage social media outreach. We try and touch upon any topic of discourse and try to bring the conversation to a point of relevancy and hopefully understanding for the individual and or anybody paying attention. So that THINK project is basically just the virtual outreach of our ACT project, which is, you know, we try to get people to think effectively, therefore, so that they can act effectively. But the ACT project is basically what we really try to focus on. We go around, well, some team members go around and we help people or communities and intentional communities try to implement some of these systems like agroecology, which is a fancy word for permaculture, and biotexture is a fancy word for ecologically friendly architecture. And so what we do is we try to help people implement these systems or engage them or understand them and learn them. And then we kind of do it all voluntarily and free. And that's really about that. We just try to bring people to the from the THINK project, which is the social media outreach, to the ACT project, which is us really just doing the things that we talk about in the THINK project.
Wow, that's great. You know, obviously your URL, your domain is thinkandact.earth. So clearly you are a .earth domain user. What made you choose to use a .earth domain name?
Well, we were looking to represent our foundation properly. We didn't want to just use the, you know, conventional .com. We actually have a .com, UnitedCitizensOfEarth.com, but, you know, we just kind of that goes straight to the thinkandact.earth because we didn't want the .com. We wanted something that kind of presented what we were trying to bring people to think and act towards, you know, towards Earth wellness. Just the .earth domain was really fitting for what we were presenting and allowed us to apply our planetary scale intents and goals.
That's outstanding. That's great. That's great. Yeah, it's a wonderful website, too. It's great stuff. You know, Kuai, this has been a great podcast. Really appreciate your insights. Is there anything else to add today? Anything we may have missed?
Basically, if people wanted to, you know, get involved or try to learn a little bit more about what we're doing, basically, you can just go to our, you know, Facebook page, go to the THINK Project, and we will speak to you. We have team members all over the globe, around 60 plus. And people doing projects all over the globe. So somebody will get back in touch with you and we will discuss whatever it is you want to discuss.
Perfect. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Kuai Freai, the founder of Think and Act.Earth. And he was kind enough to share his insights on his, as he mentioned, multi-layer organization that has a great and very laudable mission of really having people to think and act better in the name of Earth. And Kuai, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this.